And we do welcome you to this video cast podcast of Real Time News. We are bringing you some more news today, but of course we are starting out with Verse of the Day. We are also going to be talking of the Maricopa County team, and there's a report of Kamala Harris, and we're going to be talking of teachers' union boss, their conversation or their connection with what Biden asked them to do, and much more. So stay tuned. Please share this, connect, and really, really make sure that you listen all the way through. We ask you if you would like to sponsor us, $10 per week. You'll get a website link on the episode description, one info video, and we just wanting you to know that we are truly looking for sponsors, want to go eventually full-time with this, and really get good truth out there. But we thank you for joining us. We are going to hit our intro. We'll be right back, and we'll be right into Verse of the Day. Then we'll get into the news and talk end with technology. So thank you for joining us. We trust your day's going good. We will be right back. Giving you the truth, sharing. We share our info, supporting our country, putting America first. We are RTN, real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk. We are Real Time News. Are you looking for real news and the truth? You are invited to join us. Listen to our podcast, Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. We are RTN, Real Time News of the Treasure Coast. I am the host, James Powell. You can listen on Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM / T Coast Real Time News. Be sure to join us. We cover the latest news, technology,
real-time news.
Real news, real tech, talking about a real God.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News.
With host
Real Time News, James Powell.
And we do welcome you to our podcast video cast today. And we are just going to be covering a good plethora of different news articles, and again we pull our news from Gateway Pundit, Bongino Report, and a variety of other news outlets, but we do want to let you know that we do appreciate you listening, appreciate you connecting with us, and we just want to let you know that our Our goal is to really bring you some real news and not holding back. We are looking at getting on other platforms. Of course, all of our podcasts and video casts are uploaded to, we do use Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, and a couple other platforms like Our Freedom Tube. And there's a brand new tube. We're trying to get it out there. That way, if we are taken down, we have other options. We are have pulled back on our YouTube channel, and I'm going back to what it originally started with, is tech. So we do thank you for joining us, and we are going to start out with verse of the day. The verse of the day is 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. That's 1 Peter 5, 6, and 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And my friends, that is a key thing, is cast all your anxiety on him, for he careth for you. The thoughts on the verse today are, you've probably had a similar experience. Someone asks you how you're doing. At first, they seem interested. But as you begin to share the burdens of your heart, you begin to realize that they aren't really listening. And they aren't really interested. They just kind of ask the question, just being polite. Most people, if you really want to be honest, we all have burdens, and they simply don't know what to do with them anymore. But our Father in heaven, however, says, cast all your anxieties on me. You can share them with me because I genuinely care for you. The prayer of the day, Father, I have been blessed in so many ways. Thank you so very much. I do have some really burdensome things, however, that trouble me. Please do the following with the following concerns: what is best for each of the people involved, and what brings you the most glory. And I thank you for listening to my words in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want to say and just remind you that our world situation, God has it under control. The United States, I believe there's going to be great coming out of what we've come through. I'm not going to go into it deep, but God is working behind the scenes. All right, we do want to remind you. In fact, let me get to the. There we go. If you would like to put your business or ministry on here, we're looking $10 a week. We'd like to promote you. You get an info video for $10 a week. That's $150 to $300 value, depending on what all is in it. But we will help you out any way we can. You can email below, james@jjmediaonline.net. But we thank you for joining us. Let's get into the news. Man, already over 8 minutes. And all right, this is huge. Maricopa County audit team admits files were deleted, but they were able to recover those files. And so there's some things going on, and it looks like it's pretty good. But they were able to get it back. And let's see here. There was a video. It's not showing up now. So that's all right. But they are able to retrieve the files. And so what is going to be cool is when all the truth comes out. So they're still working, but I believe this week, contrary to what the mainstream media is saying, they did have to pull out. There's, in fact, we'll have a video of the latest update. From Dr. Ward, I believe it is. So, but they were able to get the files. All right, next up. Kamala Harris allegedly keeps enemies list of journalists she doesn't like. You know, remember, Cole says, remember how insane the media went every time Trump criticized them? Do you think they'll have a similar reaction when they find out that Kamala Harris allegedly keeps an enemies list? And again, this is allegedly, keeps an enemies list of journalists. You see, there's a lot of things. It's like not do as I do as I say. And Harris declines many interview requests, but that hasn't stopped her from keeping an eye on those writing about her. The Atlantic said in a lengthy profile on this supposed vice president published Monday. The supposed vice president, and I'm adding that in, and her team tend to dismiss reporters trying to get her to take a few questions after events, and is treated as an act of impish aggression. The writer from Atlantic wrote, and Harris herself tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand her or appreciate her life experience. So it's almost like a tit for tat, keeping kind of up with what one reporter says and trying to get back at him. All right, our next article is about the, and this is very important. The teachers union boss admits Biden's CDC asked them for guidance on reopening schools. I know down here in South Florida, there's a it's it in fact it's growing across the nation that parents are showing up at board meetings. In fact, I just saw a video. I hadn't had time to pull it up, but down in close to Fort Lauderdale, there was a they showed up at the school board meeting. So I'm telling you, people are waking up. People are waking up. Teachers are having to be responsible, and so the guidance here's what the guidance on reopening the schools, and I'm going to go ahead and there's supposed to be a video here. We're going to go ahead and play it, and that way you can, it's not me talking, it's them, and you're not going to be able to see it, but you're going to be able to hear it. Okay. In fact, let me switch on over. We will switch to the that way those of you on the video cast will be able to see it. So.
There needed to be accommodations. This is part of what creates the trust that we can reopen schools fully in the fall. Again, safety is the way in which you reopen. Only people who think that our members are not the people who are impacted, like students, like parents, would raise these issues.
Okay, I'm gonna have to redo that. I apologize. I had this.
saying these things publicly, these kinds of things. So there's nothing nefarious about doing this kind of work. And frankly, you know, we have said to the CDC, everyone should have, parents should be, they should be communicating with parents. They should be communicating with educators. They have to communicate with those who actually are impacted by their policies. The science tells you where the pandemic is going. The impact, the logistics are something that one has to do. Everything that we said privately, we've been saying publicly. And ultimately, the fact that there are variants, the fact that there needed to be accommodations, this is part of what creates the trust that we can reopen schools fully in the fall. Like students, like parents, would raise these issues.
Okay, so there it is. Straight from the teachers' union's mouth. And so, I'm telling you, we're going to win. The truth is going to win. That's the bottom line. So, all right. We are going to go to one more article, and then we're going to go to a break. Maybe you are... We actually ask you to share this and connect with us, and that way we can get this word out. We're trying to tell the truth. All right, America's last. Biden shuts down Keystone Pipeline in U.S., but waives sanctions for Putin's pipeline in Germany. If you remember, after his inaugural behind fences and 20,000 military troops, Biden hobbled to the Oval Office officer where he signed several executive orders, including the end of construction of the Keystone Pipeline. If you remember, he shut it down. He canceled over 11,000 construction jobs and over 42,000 throughout the U.S. during the construction process, according to the U.S. State Department. But he now is waiving sanctions on Putin's pipeline to Germany. Hello? I mean... Isn't that crazy? I do not. It's like they are not about America. They're about everyone else. And it's sad. It's very sad. Okay, we're going to take a break. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back after the break. And I do thank you for listening to us. And we ask you to share, to please get the word out. Take a look at our other connections, all of our video. We upload this to BitChute and Rumble after we do this live broadcast. So we'll be right back, and we will catch you right after our break. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. with security always being an ultimate in everyday life. Wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe. This is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. Door lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. The best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. Bose Entertainment, jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. We do appreciate you joining us, and just letting you know, I have been trying to pull up. I've had a video ready, and it will not play. It's an update on the Arizona audit. I'm going to another video. Let me try to pull it up again, see if it will work. And it does not seem to be working. That's kind of frustrating, because I had it all ready. They're trying to squeeze me big time. But it is an update live from the Arizona audit. And let me hold on just a second. I wanted to at least finish with this. I was going to go to tech. And but that is, it is what it is. We won't. all right. Okay. And it's still not doing it. So that's all right. We'll go on. Anyway, it is Dr. Kelly Ward, the May 18th. Today's the 19th. It was last night's update. She does it each evening. So if I can get it to go, I'll do a news brief with it. Come back to our page, and it won't be on our video channels, but it will be on our news brief on our Facebook page, Real Time News Treasure Coast Facebook page. All right, next article, and then we'll go to a tech, and we'll be ending this. House Democrats vote against Hamas sanctions. House Democrats overwhelmingly voted on Tuesday afternoon after applying, and that was this week. Today is Wednesday. That was yesterday when they voted. Applying sanctions on Hamas and the Iranian-backed terror group that has fired thousands of missiles at Israel during the past 2 weeks amid a deepening regional conflict. Democrats rejected a bid by House Republicans to hold a vote on Hamas sanctions. And this was a 217 to 209 vote. So that's how close it is. But this legislation was authored by Rep Brian Mast, and actually he is my rep here in Florida. He's not the greatest, I'll tell you. I'm not really impressed with him, but actually he actually did something right here. The bill was supported by every House Democrat in the last Congress, but stalled this time around while Democratic members refused to allow the bill to be considered by the legislative body. Republicans wanted to pass the legislation to further express support for Israel as it fights the terror group. So, you know, this is about backing Israel, and the Democrats seemingly do not want to do that. So we are in serious trouble. Another thing that is happening, though, this is exposing the corruption through and through. So you are getting exposed to who on both sides of the political aisle, you are getting exposed to who is truly for America and who is against America. All right. One last article, then we will go to our tech. Soros, according to the Just the News, Soros kicked in $2 million to elect Maricopa County Sheriff, who is now stonewalling election audit. More than 4 years before, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Pinzon used his law enforcement credibility to resist subpoenas in the Arizona Senate audit of the county's general election he was running for office he now holds, crucial to the Democrats' victory over incumbent Republican Joe Arpaio. If you remember Joe, he was the one that put he put the prisoners in tents. He really cut the budget of the local county law enforcement, and he made, when you got arrested, you were truly in prison. It wasn't a comfy zone. So this is the same county, and the sheriff now over that is actually, he was able to get into office by support of Soros. So now you see what's going on out there where the audit is taking place. This, in my opinion, this looks like this was all planned by the Democrats to kind of make sure that they control everything. So it was the largest single donation Soros made in a local race in the 2016 election cycle, according to a Politico report at the time. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' widow kicked in another $250,000 to a pro-Pinzon effort. So, Jobs, Soros, you see the links, and even Gates. Wow. It's incredible how all of them are linked together. This is sad, folks. We are in a fight for our country. All right, we're going to end this episode with a little tech. We're talking about the tech article. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and dropping it in the link here, or in the comment. See if I can get it here. And we are, in fact, I just lost it. But the tech article is the 9 best smart plugs that can power your electricity remotely. And I'm not going to go through all of them, but we will we'll have it here. And there we go. It should be in the comments eventually. There we go. 9 best smart plugs that can power your electronics remotely, and basically what that is this is virtual electricity. All right, their top picks is the Wemo smart plug. The runner up is the Casa smart plug mini. The best budget is the Wyze, and that's one of the ones that I really push is the Wyze smart plug. The best smart power strip is the TP-Link Causa Smart Wi-Fi power strip. The best outdoor outlet is the Wemo WSP-090-090. The best HomeKit power strip is the Eve Energy power strip. The best Alexa integration is the Amazon Smart Plug. The best in-wall outlets is the TP-Link Causa Smart Plug KP200 and a dual outlet with Apple HomeKit. So I have the link there where you can go to it and you can see for yourself. All right, we do thank you for joining us. And this has been kind of a chaotic podcast, and so it'll be in video cast because we've had some issue with our internet. We keep getting squeezed. I couldn't play the article that I really wanted to play, and it's still not loading. So I'm getting squeezed and having some major issues. I'm going to read the verse one more time before we quit this podcast, but we do thank you for joining us. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. If you get nothing else out of this, cast your anxieties on God. He knows what you need. He knows where you are. And I say it a lot of time when I'm preaching or when I'm teaching, or at, several different times that many of you know I'm a minister. God knows your GPS location. I use GPS because that's the technology we understand now, but he knows your location, he knows what you're going through. So cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Thank you very much for joining us. We ask you to share. If you'd like to support us, there's a link, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC, or I'd love for you to support us by the $10 a week. We'll do an info video for you, whether it's avatar, kinetic, or whiteboard video. We take your info and we rank it. We get your name out there. We'd love to help you out. $10 a week. We put your website, all your information in our podcast, video cast, and we will even do the screen, show it on there on our podcast for you. Thank you much for listening. We will catch you on our next episode. God bless. Have a great day.